It's running. Charlie, it's on. Okay. I'm going to call House Call 2523, Tax Conference Committee to order. And we are trying, Senator Bach, to finish a small bill, relatively small bill. And I had five outstanding issues, and I don't know if you have any, Senator Bach, but I think we need to get them on the record here. And if we can just walk through them, I think both you, Mr. Chair, and I have talked to Commissioner Innes today. And we found out that the Department of Revenue or the governor or somebody over there doesn't want to sign this bill with the seabed provision in or the transit levy. We wanted to look at the taconite language so we can understand that and be clear on the 680 and then confirm that the timing issue, the transfer, is okay. So that's all I have on that whole bill. So maybe we could start with seabed. And, Commissioner, can you tell us where the governor's at with that?
The administration is concerned about the seven-county Metro Met Council seabed provision. I know that Mr. Michael has worked on an amendment. We've walked that amendment over to the legislators who are concerned. And I think it may resolve the issue. In fact, Beth is nodding that it does resolve the issue with regard to the seven-county one. And I think Mr. Michael can probably explain it better than I can, but it seems like a reasonable compromise.
Thank you. And
Madam Chair, we are supportive of the two other seabed provisions, the Mountain Iron and the Winona provisions in the bill.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and move this. And, you know, I don't want to ask Representative Coonan to do it because it's gutting his bill. I figure he'll vote no. But I'm going to move the JM-CBED seabed fix, the CBEDFIX. Very nice. And maybe Mr. Michael can explain what he worked on to at least save part of this that the governor could still be okay with, but take away the GO bonds and the potential property tax levy. Mr. Michael?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, the original language had levy authority to the counties that participate in this and authorize them to issue general obligation bonds. What this amendment does is to delete the property tax levy authority to pay these costs and to limit the ability to finance them to revenue bonds that are payable from revenues and other monies that the county has available for the project. So it basically takes the property tax authority out of this provision and makes the project stand based on their revenues.
Sam Coonan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And you're right, I'm going to vote against this. I do recognize that there's a compromise here, and I want to thank everybody involved for that. But the counties have been working on this for about 2 years, and out of respect for that work, I'm going to vote no. Thank you.
Commissioner, further, are you okay with this?
Chair, we are okay with this, yes.
Senator Bach, Chair Bach.
Madam Chair, does this replace all of the seabed provisions relative to the Met Council in the bill and then leave intact the Mountain Iron and Winona?
Yes. Mr. Michael?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Bach, this deletes the Met Council section that on the bottom you see line 120.26. That section 30 was the Met Council section. Replaces the general law authorization, leaves untouched. There was a technical correction and a cross-reference, and then the Winona and Mountain Iron, which were really authorizations for the one city and the county to enter into LLC arrangements to do these projects, which really doesn't relate to property tax levies.
Mr. Chair, and, you know, I wanted to take them all out originally, and we talked about that because I think that's, you know, unfair to Representative Coonan here, but they're actually different. I wasn't, you know, thinking about them. Those other two aren't bonding authority. They're creating LLCs. So they're a different item. Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair, would you like me to support Representative Coonan's position?
Well, sure.
Us wheel guys tend to stick together. We have to. There's less of us.
Well, I support Representative Coonan's position, but I'm going to vote against it because the governor says he's not going to sign the bill with it in it. So.
the best we can do.
Well, Commissioner, is this the best we can do?
Madam Chair, I want to thank both you and Representative Coonan on working on this compromise. This is probably the best we can do. The main concern for the governor's office was the property tax levy authority that was in the bill. I think if it had been fully utilized, it would have been about an $80 to $85 million property tax increase. So that was problematic. This resolves that.
Discussion. Discussion on the JM Seabed Fix Amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay.
No.
The amendment is adopted. So the transit levy, Commissioner, we heard the governor doesn't like the Dibble transit levy. And I believe Senator Dibble, do we want to wait till he's back?
No, sure. I talked to Senator Dibble about it, and okay. He understands. And he indicated to me that they had taken the levy out of the transportation bill and that he would be fine if it was... And thought transit would be fine if it was taken out of here. He understands the situation. And I mean, my hat goes off to Senator Dibble. I mean, I want to make sure transit's adequately funded also, but he did tell me that he was okay with taking it out if the governor had an objection. This was about an hour ago.
Commissioner.
Madam Chair, Senator Bach, I appreciate Senator Dibble's willingness to take that out. And I did talk to Met Council, and they pretty much parroted what you just said, that they were fully funded in the transportation bill and that this levy authority is not necessary. They appreciate what Senator Dibble is trying to do, but at this point, they just don't need that levy authority.
Mr. Chair, do you know if the amendment is drafted with it in or out? What I don't recall is it's out. Okay, because I think Senator Dibble, it wasn't in the Senate bill. Senator Dibble offered it as amendment, which we thought was fine. So the new amendment now will be without it.
Madam Chair, I believe the bill draft has it out.
Okay. So we don't have to do anything. All right. That's good.
Ms. Zoff, does the bill draft have that transit levy out?
Yeah, it's in right
now. Okay.
It's in right now. Since you adopted it, you might want to move it.
I'll move to strike it. I don't know if someone can give us what the motion should be.
Well, I think if you don't, Madam Chair, it's still been adopted by this conference committee and is a live item, I mean, when we put a report together, so it probably should be rescinded.
Does someone want to give us a citation? Because I'll move to strike that. I think we all know what it is now. It's Senator Dibble's transit levy use for operating.
Capital levy use for operating.
Is there anything we should be saying beyond that?
There's an amendment number of something.
That's fine, says Ms. Saab. Is that fine?
Yes.
Everyone says yes. Okay. Discussion of the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries. Okay. So, Senator Bach, the next thing I have is taconite. Can we see the language, or are you still working on it? Or
I think
Representative Rukavina was wanting to see it. I don't know if Representative Rukavina... Someone call Representative Rukavina... He wanted to see it, and then we have a run on it, too, that Ms. Baker has. Should we come back to that if we can get Representative Rukavina in the room? Or Ms. Baker, do you have? Can we get copies of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the run will tell us if the language works, I guess.
I mean, we've already adopted it, but we all just want to understand it now. Representative Rukavina, I think, rightfully...
I told,
had concerns.
Madam Chair, I told Representative Rukavina where I had proposed to put the money, and he agreed that's where it should go. So all this, Madam Chair, tells us how much money comes out of, how much tax money comes out of each school district. It doesn't tell us where it goes to which cities, and that's
what. Ms. Baker, you want to come and talk to us about it? It's hard to hear you there. Somebody, Ms. Zoff, I don't know.
Madam Chair, it's my understanding the way this program works is that
First, a lot of it has to do with what the production is and how high the production is up there. And you can, if you look at the bottom first, the bottom half of it, that's levy replacement. And when you have production, first of all, it offsets and fills and does a levy replacement. And if, in fact, you have high taconite production, then there's money left over. And then that money goes to the top half of the page, and the top half of the page is it offsets the general ed aid reduction, and that's a dollar-for-dollar reduction. So if you want to look at one of the years, let's say take FY10 on the top that totals $244,000. What that really is that the general ed, those dollars are being paid for by the production tax, and with Senator Bach's amendment, those numbers would be taken away and everything would be zero here, and then the general ed would just fill in those same dollar amounts, dollar for dollar. So instead of Cook County getting $8,019 from the production, they would get the $8,019 from general ed, and so on down the line.
It's the same as the lend.
Now, one question that Representative Rukavina asked me is, he said, if in fact we move these dollars into that 40-60 split, which is for the city-town distribution, what happens to those places that don't have a mine or don't have a plant? Because isn't it true that the dollars that are distributed in that 40-60 split are only to mines, cities that have mines and plants? And so you're going to have cases where school districts had dollars down in this formula. You move them up into the city-town formula, and they don't have any. And that was one of his concerns. I just got through talking to him up in the retiring room. So, and that was one of his concern.
Madam Chair, Ms. Baker, when Representative Rukavina sees the language, we're moving the money into the cities that have a mine or concentrating facility, which I don't believe. I know that's where he wants the money moved, because those are the actual cities that have a mine. So we just don't have a run, but I don't think, of what that looks like. But it's a small, select group of cities.
Is off?
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Right. No. That's true. The schools are made whole. This is different from the wind in that this does not give more revenue to school districts. This just gives additional. Well, yeah, because it doesn't.
Oh.
I was thinking that the wind.
My request last night was that they be drafted identically,
The
wind does not.
Yeah.
It gives the money to cities and
towns,
which I think, you know, is okay for this committee, because that's property tax relief, and we're the tax committee. I don't think we should do school finance issues, and that's why on the House side we didn't let the wind people do that either. So I think the wind provision in the House tax bill and this provision are the same. I think they're drafted that way, the same now. Ms. Zoff? That's what we're hoping here.
Madam Chair and Mr. Chair and members, they should have the same effect. And what the mechanism here is that the taconite production tax distributions are changed, and the amendment will be here. We're getting copies made. We're eliminating the offset, as had been in Senator Bach's earlier amendment, and taking the money that would have been computed for that offset each year, that will be taken out of the distribution of production tax revenues that would go to the school districts, and the same amount will go to the cities and towns where the mine is located or the concentrating facility is. So there's a flip within the production tax proceeds, but then the schools don't lose anything because they will have not... they won't be subject to the offset.
Yeah, and I guess part of it, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, part of it depends on if the dollars that you're taking from a particular school district, you're moving it up into the top formula, and you're saying, now keep that segregated up in the top formula so that that portion, let's say, you know, take... the $35,340 that's for Chisholm, that $35,000, instead of it going to the school district, are we going to move it up into that 40-60 split so that only cities and towns within Chisholm get that $35,000 distribution? Is that what we're going to do? Or are we going to move all the dollars up into more of a pot, you know,
Madam Chair,
the 40-60 split? Because that's the way the 4 cent normally does.
Mr. Chair.
Ms. Baker, the issue is the Chisholm School District will be held whole. They'll lose their taconite aid, but they'll get the school will get state aid.
Yes.
The city of Chisholm will not get any of the school's money. The money goes to the towns that have a mine, which is what Representative Rukavina has always complained, that too much of the money goes to cities that don't have a mine. So he's wanted the money to go to the cities that have a mine. The 60-40 issue is about Eveleth Mines. You got the mine in one town and the concentrating facility in another.
Right.
Also, you have that situation. So you have the mine in Eveleth, the concentrating facility in McDavitt Township. And then, as it relates to North Shore mining, you have the mine in Babbitt and the concentrating facility in Silver Bay. So there are only two of the mines that have the 60-40 issue. The rest of them do not have that I'm aware of.
So change that.
And I'm fine, Madam Chair, and I think Representative Rukavina would like to split the 60-40 to 50-50.
Yes, that's in the House
bill. And actually, I'm fine with that, except I don't know how complicated that is to do.
Nothing. Mr. Chair, all it is meaning on page 1, line 11 of this amendment to change the 40 to 50.
On line 11?
Is there a...
Mr. Chair?
The 40 and, no, it's just... It works through.
Center Box.
Page 1, line 11.
Look at this.
Does it?
Okay, so Ms. Baker is saying to look at page 1, line 11, and that if you wanted the 50-50, if I understand her, she's saying you can just change, strike 40 and put 50.
Right.
Center Bach, is that?
Where are we?
111.
I don't think that just drops out because the 40 makes
that work for you?
Yeah.
No. And I know people are looking for Representative Rukavina right now.
But Madam Chair, I'm fine with that. I mean, it does make a change, but because there's some new money available now, nobody will lose money. Because under the Rukavina Amendment, McDavitt Township in Representative Sertich's district will lose some money, and it will shift to Representative Rukavina's district in Eveleth. That's the practical effect of what you're proposing to do. Representative Sertich probably won't like that, In Representative Dill's case, it's not a big deal because Silver Bay will lose some money, Babbitt will gain some money, and they're both in his district. But I suggested to Representative Rukavina that maybe the 50-50 deal was something the delegation should talk about and we should do in the minerals article discussions, because I think Representative Sertich... we're asking Representative Sertich of McDavitt Township, if we go to 50-50... to lose some money and give it to Representative Rukavina.
Well, you mean because you still want them to compute it?
I'm willing to do that, but I think I'd like to know what...
And
doing it for Representative Dill is fine because that's my district. So if I take some money from Silver Bay and give it to Babbitt, it's within my district. I think that's okay, but I'm a little uncomfortable taking money from Representative Sertich and giving it to Representative Rukavina because that's not my district. That's all. But I'm actually fine with doing that as long as Representative Sertich and Rukavina. Because there is a little bit of new money here, so nobody will have less.
Madam Chair, when Representative Rukavina changed the 40 to 50, there was a little bit of new money added because he went from 4.5 cents to 6.5 cents because he did away with the taconite railroad for the city town. And that's where he filled in about, you know, a little less than $1 million, between $800 and $1 million is what dollar amount it would have been. And he did that at the same time as changing 40 to 50.
Madam Chair, we won't be, because of this, we won't have to deal with the taconite railroad because this almost has the practical effect of doing that by infusing this new money.
And
Mr.
Chair,
Senator
Bach, I think we should just hold until we talk to them a little bit. I mean, there's no hurry to get this done. We could recess.
As long as Representative Sertich is fine, I'm fine.
And I don't know that. So, I mean, we now have somebody looking for Representative Sertich, too. So let's all promise we're not going to take up these kinds of provisions late at night that weren't bills ever again.
I think everybody in the Ranger delegation will think this is a good idea to do. The question is, we're now making a change beyond what we did last night. Because when we proposed going 50-50, that is a change we did not make last night.
I mean, I think if we do nothing, we're just current. Well, we've already adopted.
Right.
So I think we should just until that's the them show up, let's just move on right
That's
now.
The safest place to be.
And I think 50 might be what we'd want to do, but can we just come back to it later today?
If Representative Sertich is fine, I'm fine. That's my only question.
Okay.
Senator Thomas Tony would want me.
The other thing, just the last point, Madam Chair, is that the way this language would work is that each year the Department of Ed would recompute that number for what it is. So as you look on the table, you know, whatever year you're in, that's the dollar that would be replaced out of the general fund and go into the city-town distribution. So, you know, like the fiscal 10, it would be the $244,000. Fiscal 11 is almost nothing. It's just that grandfathered amount, and that's because your production is so low. Fiscal 12 is and these are estimates, 288, and then in fiscal 13, evidently they think there's going to be a bounce back in production, and they've got it up to 967,000. So that's just it's an estimate, but that's how the formula would work.
I don't understand you guys. Has there ever been a female legislator from the Iron Ring?
Representative Lona Min, who was a representative in Representative Sertich's district for a number of years, who now currently lobbies for Anoka.
So I didn't understand Taconite better because Rickavina is
married to former Representative Will Schreiber. So the answer is yes.
Okay. Just curious. Well, should we recess? We have a number of items still to go, but we got the whole House Bill 2323. But we still have items we need more information on. Did you want to talk about the 680? Yeah, 2 year. Well, they're not down here either, so we probably need to recess for that. But I just wanted to get clarification on the timing for the transfer fund from Commissioner. Is that's okay?
Yeah.
I mean, when we left it last night, we weren't completely sure. So is that okay?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I've talked to the folks at MMB, and they're fine with that transfer.
Okay. Senator Bach, I just think I still need to find a couple of people on the 680 thing, so maybe we should just recess for a little bit and try to come back as soon as we can figure that out and find Representative Rukavina. Is that okay? Okay.
You have the gavel, Madam Chair.
Okay, we're in recess.